Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. I'm Chris Brown, along with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, as the Bills get set for their Week 2 matchup down in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Let's just put a bow on the Jets game. Big win in Week 1, obviously. A lot of good things, but I know you had a list of things that you wanted to clean up also. The perfectionist, not surprising, but four-minute offense was one thing that stuck out to me that you mentioned. I know the offense had a couple of kicks at it to close out the game, but they needed the defense to kind of bail them out a little bit with a couple of takeaways. Just your assessment and how you get that fixed when you know that defense knows what's coming and they're going to stack the box to try to stop you from running.
Right. Well, that's I did think we played good complementary football. So having said that, however, I felt like we could have closed the game out on offense, and sometimes that's a mindset. Sometimes that's an attitude, and I felt like we lost that. That eye of the tiger, if you will, down the stretch, and that's just something we have to work on. This game was a good starting point, a lot to work on, as you mentioned.
Your defensive line had a heavy rotation. I know Coach Frazier said way back in the spring that's part of how this defense is going to operate. You're going to rotate heavily up front so guys are fresh at the end. You're going to be going into a little bit warmer weather this weekend in Carolina. Should we expect the rotation to be just as much, maybe even more so this week?
Probably so. I would say just as much. The rest will call, you know, will be game plan specific and situation specific. Obviously, the weather could be a factor in terms of how we rotate players. We have to win with that Monday through Sunday, and that's really staying hydrated and whatnot. But we, in this system, as Coach Frazier mentioned, we do plan on rotating our defensive front so that we're fresh and we're giving different looks to the quarterback.
And then with respect to Carolina specifically, obviously a lot of people are going to draw the connections between you and the organization, having spent 6 years down there as defensive coordinator. But in terms of advantages, I know the media likes to play it up. Coaches like to downplay it. If there's one thing you can give your players this week, would it be a firm working knowledge of their personnel in terms of strengths and weaknesses? How might that serve your players this week?
Well, first and foremost, I'm not playing the game.
Right.
That's important to recognize. It'll be the players that are making the plays, just like they did last week. And you know, the information I can give them during the week is important. And it'll be, hey, strengths and weaknesses of certain matchups and what this player may do better, what this player doesn't do quite as well. You know, that said, they're extremely talented football team. We'll have our hands full in all three phases.
Now it's time for our fan question of the week, the opportunity for you, the fan, to ask Coach a question about the team or maybe his philosophy on football. We go out to our own Lauren Hall at a local Tim Hortons for this week's fan question.
Hey, Chris, we're at the Tim Hortons in Orchard Park right on Big Tree Road. We are with Grace, and Grace has a great question for Coach.
What's your favorite sport other than football?
All right, Coach, I think I know the answer to this one, and some other people might as well. Favorite sport other than football?
Well, Grace, that's a great question. My favorite sport other than football, in this case, is wrestling. I was able to start wrestling at a young age, the age of 4 1/2, and actually weighed 38 pounds. I just enjoyed wrestling throughout my entire childhood years, all the way into high school. Really just appreciated the mental toughness side of the sport and really what the sport taught me about life and how to handle oneself in the ups and downs that life so often brings to the table.
Seems like most linemen in football have some kind of wrestling background, and that's always good for hand work, right?
That is. It's good for leverage and hand work and hips. So that's all true.
All right, Coach. Thanks as always for the time. Good luck making it two in a row this Sunday down in Charlotte.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. This has been Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. We'll see you next week.